poetry is my hobby.
For more than 2 years, a pair of top-flight radio comedians, Kit Fairfax and Jay Hardy by name, had been delighting millions of listeners from coast to coast with a friendly feud which they'd been carrying on over the air. On the afternoon our story opens, Inspector Noah Danton had called at my apartment and said that he'd received a mysterious phone call in which some unknown person had told him that Kit Fairfax was to be murdered during his broadcast scheduled for that evening. Now, Noah Danton isn't the type of man to be taken in by crackpot telephone messages. And so, when he urged me to accompany him to the broadcasting studio, I readily agreed.
All right, just to show you I'm no cheapskate, I'm getting a cocktail party up in my room after the broadcast, and you're all invited. The only thing is, you'll have to bring your own liquor.
You and about 20 million others, Inspector.
Yes, yes.
By the way, did it ever occur to you that Hardy and Fairfax might be serious about some of those insults they hurl at each other?
Bart, you're smart enough to know that's exactly what Hardy and Fairfax want people to think.
Maybe.
That they are serious. They work at it. That's why it's such a good gang.
Exactly. It's a very convincing routine. Almost too convincing.
Huh? Say, nobody's tipped you off to anything, have they?
No. Just making idle conversation. You know, Inspector, I was a little bit surprised to find you waiting outside the studio with a couple of tickets in your hand when I arrived tonight.
Well, now, think of that. That's what I call gratitude. Here I go to the trouble of getting you a free ticket to a bus.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Hardy and Kit Fairfax will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, a serious question. Have you put a black mark against every suggestion of black marketing? We set up price controls to protect ourselves against runaway, uncontrolled price rises.
The commercial is on. There wasn't anything phony about that.
Mr. Fairfax has been stopped.
Holy smoke, come on, Bart.
Right with you, Inspector. You better keep the crowd from leaving till we find out what the score is.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to drop those doors? All right. Take it easy now, folks. One side, take away.
Here we are, Inspector, through the store.
Which way now?
This door here opens onto the stage, I think.
Please, everyone, be quiet. My sergeant guard is the police will be here in a moment.
I'm Inspector Noah Denton, police headquarters.
My sergeant guard, how did you get here so soon? I mean, how fortunate that you are here.
Yeah. Suppose we take a look at the body.
Now just a moment, Inspector, please. I must caution you. I will not tolerate any publicity. It would be very bad.
Look, Bub. Do you take us to the body, or do I arrest you for obstructing justice?
Arrest? I? What such language? Very well. This way. Through the door here.
What a spot to hold a murder.
Yes, it is, Inspector.
Oh, Mr. Flagg, it's terrible.
All right,
I'll take over. Stand back, please. Let's have a look, Bart.
All right. Dead, all right. Through the heart. Killed instantly, wouldn't you say, Inspector?
Yep. Hey, you.
Are you addressing me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Me? Why, I'm Gregory Flagg, of course. My stars and goddess, everyone knows me. I'm Kit Fairfax's manager.
Okay. Look, call up my office and tell them to send medical examiner Jim Ryan out here.
What?
Also a squad car.
But I'm not...
Get going, will you? All right, the rest of you people, let's have your names. You first. I guess you're Hardy.
That's right, Inspector. Jason Hardy. It was I who discovered the body. See?
Never mind that now. You, ma'am, you must be Amanda Gale, the singer on Fairfax's show?
Yes, that's right.
I'll just write that down here. Now, you.
Me? I'm Gabby.
The bodyguard, eh? Gabby what?
Nobody never called me nothing but Gabby.
You got a last name, haven't you, Bub?
Yeah, I got one.
Well, what is it?
Goble.
Spell it.
I can't.
Oh, smart guy.
Inspector.
Let's get... Yeah, Bart?
I think you'd better take charge of this.
A gun, huh? Where'd you find it?
Under Fairfax's body. Keep my handkerchief around it. There'll probably be some fingerprints.
Hey, that's my gun. Jeepers, how'd Mr. Fairfax get hold of it?
Maybe he just borrowed it to shoot himself.
No, he didn't. He ain't gonna pin this on me. Mr. Hardy shot him.
Oh, so Mr. Hardy...
Cut him out, Gabby.
Now, wait a minute, you guys.
Now, Hardy shot him. I seen him do it.
You what?
Why, you dirty liar.
You
and dive me, Hardy. I can tell a lot more. Don't forget that.
Hey, what is this? Break it up. Get away from him, Hardy.
slap happy. Bodyguard is nuts.
Yeah.
Kit was my best friend.
It's ridiculous to think that Jay could do such a thing.
Well, now think of that. Just one big happy family, eh? Everybody loves everybody else.
Inspector, perhaps it would be better if we adjourned to Hardy's dressing room. I'm sure his description of how he discovered the body will make interesting listening.
Good idea. Okay, everybody, in you go. Might as well go there as anywhere else. Okay, Hardy, let's hear it. And don't leave out any details. The rest of you keep quiet.
Well, there isn't much to tell. After we finished our turn, Kit and I came off the stage. Kit is an inveterate tea drinker. Thinks a dozen or more cups a day. Says it gave him a lift. Formed a habit of sneaking back to his dressing room for tea during the band number. The commercial follows the band, so he had about 2 minutes. Gabby here always had a hot cup ready just at the right time. Here's about the way it happened.
Show's going all right, isn't it, Jay?
Yes, well, you rolled him in the arms with that last gag.
Oh, that was the build-up you gave me, boy. Hey, how about a spot of tea?
No, thanks. I've got to make a phone call. See you in about 2 minutes.
All right.
All right. Hello, operator? This is Jay Hardy. Yes. Yeah, would you get me the passenger agent of the American Airlines, please? Yes, yes, that's right. I'll hang on. What the devil? Good heavens, Kit. Holy smoke, he's been shot. Here's a gun.
Hey, what's the matter?
Gabby, Kit's been hurt. Get hold of his leg.
Jeepers, he's been shot. There's blood all over.
Now, take it easy. Getting excited won't help. Just do as I say and...
You shot him.
Oh, don't be a dope. I didn't shoot him.
You done it. You got the gun in your hand right now. You shot him. Mr. Fairfax's been shot.
Oh, come back later, crazy lug. That's all there was to it. Gabby lost his head and went running out onto the stage yelling like a wild man.
Okay. Now, Gabby, what's the story of yours about seeing Mr. Hardy shoot your boss?
Oh, he's lying. Gabby hated Jay because Jay wouldn't give him a job.
Please, Miss Gale, your turn will come. Well, Gabby?
Hardy had the gun in his hand. He was standing over the dead body. Ain't that enough?
Hardly. Inspector, do you mind if I ask a few questions?
Go ahead, Bud.
Mr. Hardy, did you have the gun in your hand?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. You see, it was quite a shock finding Kit like that. I was dazed. I didn't realize what I was doing.
But you weren't too dazed to hide the gun under the body. Is that correct?
Well, knowing that Gabby thought I shot Kit, I didn't want to get...
Oh, this is utterly ridiculous, cross-examining poor Jay. But you men don't seem to realize that Jay's an artist.
By the way, Miss Gale, weren't you supposed to be engaged to Fairfax?
Why, well, not really. It was a sort of a publicity stunt to build up the show.
I see. Where were you when the shot was fired, Miss Gale?
Well, I was in my dressing room.
I'll bet.
Miss Gale, a moment ago you mentioned that Gabby hated Mr. Hardy because Mr. Hardy wouldn't give him a job.
Yes, I did. And it's true.
But why?
Because Kit Fairfax fired Gabby just before tonight's broadcast. Gabby asked Jay for a job and Jay turned him down.
Is that right, Harvey?
Yes, it is. You see, tonight was Kit's last night on the air.
You mean Kit Fairfax was going off the air?
When did this happen?
Well, he planned to make the announcement at the end of tonight's show. Not many people knew it. But Kit's been suffering from heart trouble. His physician ordered him to take a long rest.
I see. Then tonight was the first time the public would know that Fairfax's program had been canceled, huh?
Yes. Kit was also going to announce that from now on, Amanda would be singing on my show.
That's a lie. Miss Gale was supposed to be in love with Mr. Fairfax. When he told her he had to quit the radio account, he was sick, he begins to make passes at Hardy. I won't. I'm going to tell what happened.
That coming, rat. One more yip out of you.
Hardy, I told you once to lay off that rough stuff. Now, I'm going
just
to have...
Just a minute, Inspector.
Yeah, what's eating you, Bart?
Before you do anything drastic, do you mind if I ask our friend Gabby a few questions?
Well, no, I suppose not, but...
Gabby, tell me, where were you when the shot was fired?
I was in Mr. Fairfax's dressing room where I was supposed to be.
And you heard the shot quite plainly.
Sure, you could hear it all over the place.
And what did you do?
I already told you. I run to the door, flung it open, and I
seized it. And did you run to the door and fling it open immediately after you heard the shot?
Why, sure I did.
Inspector, I'm afraid that Gabby is the man you should arrest.
What do you mean, arrest me? What for? I didn't do nothing.
Fairfax's body was found in the hallway between his dressing room and the stage. That's right, isn't it, Inspector?
Why, yes, but...
The room we're in now is Mr. Hardy's dressing room. It's located farther away from the stage. So that means Gabby had about half as far to go to reach the body as Hardy.
But you got something there.
Yes, if Gabby ran out of the door immediately after the shot was fired, he'd naturally be the first to reach the body.
Holy smoke, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, why didn't you? Well, maybe when I get through, none of you'll wish you had.
Put down that gun.
I'll put it down when I get ready. You ain't gonna arrest me. You think just because I'm a punk you can hang this murder on me, huh? I know your game. You don't want the public to know it was that pantyweight Hardy that murdered Kit Fairfax. You don't want them to even think that Hardy and Fairfax was good friends because it would be bad publicity. So you're going to pin the rap on me. Well, you ain't going to get away with it. You ain't going to get away with it.
Stop my Sergeant Garner.
Just in time, Mr. Flag, come in.
Gabby, what are you doing with that gun? Put it away, put it away. I hate the sight of guns.
Well, you're going to hate the sight of this one more than most. I suppose you think that I killed Mr. Fairfax, too.
I think that you killed... What? No such thing, Gabby. On the contrary, I know you didn't.
What the devil do you mean, Flag?
Precisely what I said, Inspector Danton. Your friend, medical examiner Ryan, has arrived. He's examined the body, and he states positively that Kit Fairfax was dead before the bullet penetrated his heart. He was poisoned.
Practically have the murderer on ice, then the medical examiner throws a monkey wrench in the works by telling us that Fairfax is poison.
We can't expect all the breaks, Inspector. Here's Fairfax's dressing room. Let's take a look.
Quite a place. Looks just like all the others.
But what did you expect? Burning incense and a gorgeous blonde reclining on a chaise lounge?
Yeah. Wouldn't have surprised me any. What have you got there?
Fairfax teacup. Yes, it smells of poison, all right. Strychnine, I think.
So what does that prove? Nothing. Any one of a dozen people could have dumped poison in that mug of tea.
That's not quite true, Inspector. You know, Fairfax had only a few minutes. He probably gulped the tea without tasting the poison.
So what does that add up to? Did Gabby dump the poison in?
No. It was Gabby who shot Fairfax, remember? If he poisoned the tea, he wouldn't have shot him.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I've been thinking about that.
About what?
About the way you tricked Gabby into showing his hand.
Tricked? Why, Inspector?
Well, if it had been Hardy who did the shooting, he would have had to leave his room before Gabby heard the shot. And that would have placed him in the corridor exactly as Gabby described.
Yes, it certainly would.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, he's here. It's for you, Bart.
Thank you, Inspector. Drake speaking. What? Oh, splendid. Thank you very much. That was a studio switchboard operator. I asked her to check any calls made from Hardy's dressing room tonight.
Yeah?
Hardy put through a call at 7:16 to American Airlines. He broke off in the middle of it.
So that means he was telling the truth. He wasn't in the corridor when the shot was fired. Gabby was lying.
It was Gabby who shot Fairfax, all right. After Fairfax drank his tea and left, Gabby probably opened the door, took a quick shot at him, ducked back into the room and waited until he heard Hardy running along the corridor.
Well, I'll be... But Fairfax was dead on his feet when Gabby plugged him. Poisoned.
Yes, and I think the answer to that poisoning is right here in this room.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure yet. There's something here that shouldn't be, or there's something missing that should be here.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Inspector, poisons are usually kept in some kind of container. They're not carried around loosely.
What are you driving at?
Just this. Whoever put that poison in the tea must have had a box or a bottle of some sort. Inspector.
Huh?
There's someone in that closet. I just saw the door move.
Oh, there is there? I'll just get out my gun and... Okay, come on out and with your hands up.
Oh, so you're going to play hard to get, huh?
Bart, flatten yourself up against the wall and jerk the door open.
Right, Inspector.
But my Sergeant Garner, you've certainly got a nerve.
Well, if it isn't Fanny Waste himself, okay, Flag. What's the gimmick?
I won't talk to there.
Won't.
Hey, this guy's been reading too many books. Look, Angel Eyes, don't make me sore, will you? I'm just a poor cop trying to do his duty.
What were you doing in that closet?
Don't yell at me like that, you thing.
Perhaps I can answer your question for you, Inspector. Probably as Fairfax's manager, Mr. Flagg wanted to look over some of his papers.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. I think it's simply wonderful of you for thinking of it, Mr. Drake.
Oh, yeah? Then why did you hide in the closet when you heard us coming?
Because I like to listen to other people's conversations. I adore eavesdropping.
I give up.
I didn't poison Kip Fairfax, though, if that's what you're thinking. Oh, I simply hate people who poison other people.
Mr. Flagg, they need to excuse me of it. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Why, of course not, Mr. Drake.
Thank you. As Mr. Fairfax's manager, I suppose you handled all his affairs.
Naturally.
You'd see that he had comfortable accommodations, attend to his needs, things like that?
Of course.
Then, of course, you'd provide him with a teapot and cup?
Hey, that's an angle. Nice work, Bart. All right, Angel Eyes, how about it?
My stars and God, what a silly question. Of course I'd provide... Yeah. Oh!
Well...
Oh, it's a trick. Oh, you're trying to trap me into saying that I... Oh, Mr. Drake, I'm furious at you. I'm simply furious at you. Well, I'll not see you in another minute. I'm going to leave this
here. Hey, come back here. And me, standing here with a gun in my hand, watching him walk out.
He can't get very far, Inspector, but I'd track him down if I were you.
You bet your sweet life I'll track him down.
Operator, this is Barton Drake. I'd like to be connected with my office, please. Yes, that's right. The number is... Come in. Why, Miss Gale, I've been expecting you.
You have?
Yes. You've been waiting for an opportunity to talk to me, so I arranged to be here alone. For a talk, right?
Why, yes.
You want to assure me that it wasn't Jay Hardy who poisoned Fairfax?
Yes, I... Well, I did. Well, how did you know?
It's quite obvious that you're in love with Hardy, Miss Gale. You'd hate to see his career ruined by the publicity he'd get if he were arrested.
Why, that's it exactly. Well, you do understand, don't you? I was afraid you wouldn't. But Jay couldn't have murdered Kit. He's an artist and an idealist. He couldn't murder anyone. Oh, I think this whole thing is terrible.
Oh, there, there, Miss Gale. Here, take my handkerchief. Yours is all stained and wet. I guess this isn't the first time you've broken down tonight.
Oh, thank you. No, it isn't. I've tried to pretend that I wasn't upset for Jason.
I know.
I guess I haven't been very successful at it.
I think you're a brave girl. Could you tell me, Miss Gale, did Fairfax and Hardy dislike each other as much as they pretended on their shows?
Why, of course not. It was all a gag to arouse public interest.
I see.
A month ago, Kip's doctors told him he'd have to quit radio. Well, Kip and Jay and I talked it over. We didn't tell anyone else. Tonight, Kip was going to announce that Jay had won me away from him, in the feud, I mean, and that was the reason he was quitting radio. We wanted to keep the gag running until Kit was well enough to come back on the air.
I see. Sure, people have a curious way of doing things, but...
What was that?
Sounded like a shot.
Oh, it came in the direction of Jay's dressing room.
Come back here, you!
What happened, Inspector?
Oh, that dumb truck of a bodyguard took a pot shot at Hardy. That guy must have an arsenal.
Jay! It's Jay!
No, Gabby missed him a mile.
Oh, that fat-headed bodyguard.
Oh, Jay, are you all right?
Sure. I'm okay, honey. They get Gabby?
It certainly appears so.
He's not hurt. I only winged him.
Get dirty copper. I'll get you for this. I'll get you
sure,
for
it. That's what they all say.
Well, what happened, Jay?
I was calling up American Airlines to make my reservations. I saw Gabby's reflection in the mirror.
You were making your reservations, Mr. Hardy.
Yes. Is there anything wrong with that?
You used the singular pronoun. Weren't you taking Miss Gale with you? Didn't you tell her she was to sing on your program in Chicago tomorrow night?
Why, yes, but...
I see. Inspector, I think you'd better inform Mr. Hardy that he won't be taking any airplane tonight.
Huh? Another dressing room. Holy smoke, how do these actors stand such lousy cubby holes?
They love it.
What the devil are you looking for?
I'm playing a game, Inspector. Button, who's got the tea leaves?
Tea leaves?
Yes. There weren't any in the cup that Fairfax drank from. See most anywhere around here, I suppose.
No one would be dumb enough to throw them in a wastebasket.
On the contrary, Inspector, if the person were smart, he'd throw them away in the most obvious place. Thinking, of course, we'd never look there.
Yeah, I can't see what a handful of tea leaves is going to get us.
Possibly nothing. Let's see now. Some old press clippings, theater programs... couple of letters.
What's the matter?
I found it.
Say, what the... See, that looks like a tea bag.
That's exactly what it is, Inspector, a tea bag. Some of the tea leaves have been removed and poison substituted.
Well, then that's how...
Yes, this tea bag could have been prepared by the murderer days ago and placed in a box with other tea bags. Inspector, now I know who murdered Kit Fairfax.
Unknowingly put the poison tea bag in the cup himself.
Yes, he gulped down the tea, then headed back for the stage. He was probably just about to collapse when Gabby shot him.
Okay. Now, who was it that...
Don't move, you love. I've been standing outside listening. Clever of you, Drake.
The blonde singer, and she's got a gun, too. Well, now, think of that,
eh? Neither of you are going to be able to think of anything in about a minute. Drake, it's a pity I have to do this. I was really beginning to think you were an all right guy.
I'm flattered, Miss Gale.
Sticking your nose into crimes that don't concern you is bad medicine. Say, by the way...
How did I know it was you who poisoned the tea bag? Oh, woman's curiosity can always be depended upon.
Never mind the cracks.
I'm sorry. It was like this, Miss Gale. First, there was something missing from Fairfax's dressing room. Remember, Inspector?
Yeah, I remember.
I didn't realize what had happened until I saw Miss Gale's stained and moist handkerchief.
My handkerchief?
Yes, your tears touched me, Miss Gale, but it occurred to me that a woman as charming as yourself would not carry about a handkerchief that was stained an ugly brown.
Now I get it. The babe here sneaked into Fairfax's dressing room, wrapped up the tea bag in her handkerchief, and took it away. That's how she destroyed the evidence.
Yes, that was what bothered me. Tea cannot be made without tea leaves. I could find neither a tea bag nor loose leaves anywhere in the room. It was Miss Gale's stained handkerchief that made me curious. So I had my office check up on your past, Miss Gale.
Why?
I wanted a motive for your murdering Kit Fairfax. Miss Gale, why didn't you divorce your first husband?
He wouldn't give me a divorce, the rat, so I left him. I changed my name and I got a job singing with Kit. Sure, I made passes at Jay when I found out that Kit was leaving radio. I was on the way up and I wanted to stay there. Well, how did I know Jay was going to fall in love with me and want me to marry him? Well, I didn't do any more than any other dame would have done who wanted to get somewhere. Why would have married Jay if he'd insisted? Then that lousy husband of mine turned up and got the Kit. Kit and Jay were friends. Good friends. Kit didn't want to see Jay getting mixed up in anything that would harm his career. He told me that unless I laid off Jay, he'd spill what he knew.
So you decided the Kit had to be eliminated.
Yes, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if you hadn't interfered. I'm still going to get away with it because right now...
Hi, Sergeant Goddard, another gun.
Grab her, Inspector.
Yeah. Oh.
Miss,
I've got her.
Grab the gun.
Sergeant, let go. This is dreadful. We simply can't have this sort of thing, you know.
Okay, Bob. You can let her go. I got the bracelets on her lily white wrist.
Right.
If it hadn't been for that dumb manager.
I. Why, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. My Sergeant Goddard.
And look, Bob, the next murder that comes up, let me handle it, will you?
Inspector, how can you ask when you know that mystery is my hobby?